What separates the extraordinary from the ordinary? Mark Divine, Harvard graduate turned Navy SEAL, abandoned a promising accounting career to follow his intuition, discovering that most of us live trapped in common land, settling for mediocrity when greatness awaits. His approach bridges ancient wisdom with modern science, creating a holistic framework for human development that has captivated elite athletes, Fortune 500 executives, and military operators alike. The journey to becoming uncommon isn't about superhuman feats. It's about integrating different forms of intelligence to break free from society's expectations and create the life you truly desire. Divine introduces the five mountains we must climb simultaneously: physical, mental, emotional, intuitive, and spiritual. Unlike most personal development systems that focus on just one or two dimensions, Divine insists these mountains support each other in a powerful synergy. Physical training enhances mental clarity through increased blood flow, which improves emotional regulation, opening intuitive channels by reducing mental noise, ultimately deepening spiritual connection. Most people know what healthy habits look like, but struggle with implementation. When you claim, "I don't have time," you're really facing a motivation issue. Those with compelling reasons, from CEOs to single parents, consistently find time for fitness despite packed schedules. Exercise requires minimal equipment. Simple bodyweight movements like burpees, push-ups, and planks can be done anywhere, as military personnel demonstrate by staying fit with limited resources. Divine's excuse archaeology examines deeper reasons behind surface-level excuses. Habit formation requires intense initial effort, like a rocket at launch, before becoming automatic. The 21-90 rule suggests 21 days to form habits and 90 days for lifestyle changes. Sports psychology reveals that 90% of athletic performance is unconscious, with only 10% conscious effort. Stanford studies show we have roughly 60,000 daily thoughts, 90% repeated from yesterday and 80% negative, emerging from our default mode network during idle moments. Your brain consumes 20% of your body's energy, despite being just 2% of body mass. Processed foods and refined sugars promote inflammation and reduce neuroplasticity, while quality proteins and healthy fats support brain function. The hypothalamus controls appetite, expanding with increased eating and requiring more food for satiation. To retrain your brain, eat slowly without distractions, allowing 20 minutes per meal. Replace stress eating with meditation and set firm evening eating cutoffs. Exercise regularly to regulate hunger hormones and gradually reduce sugar intake. Intermittent fasting promotes fat burning and ketone production, protecting against oxidative stress while supporting neuroplasticity. Social connection is crucial. Its absence poses greater health risks than smoking or obesity. Strong relationships boost immunity and can increase longevity by 50%. Yet with social connectedness declining, 25% of Americans report having no confidants, finding an accountability partner or swim buddy becomes vital. Throughout evolution, collaboration meant survival, and our bodies still respond to social support through oxytocin release. Partner with equals who offer honest feedback and believe in your potential. Divine teaches concentration through five key skills: focusing on a single object, sustaining focus through breath counting, developing awareness of attention shifts, returning attention without judgment, and maintaining consistency. This practice creates distance from thoughts, cultivating a witness perspective that prevents negative thought spirals. Meditation enhances neuroplasticity, forming neural pathways that boost intelligence and improve gray matter density. Harvard Medical School research shows regular practice enhances self-awareness, emotion regulation, and cognitive function, while potentially reducing age-related brain decline. These benefits compound into what Divine calls mental toughness 2.0, maintaining effectiveness under pressure through systematic stress desensitization. Like Steph Curry's intuitive shooting, elite performers demonstrate the power of a well-trained unconscious mind. Without metacognition, the ability to witness thoughts in real time, people remain trapped in negative patterns. Mindfulness creates the mental space needed to interrupt automatic responses and choose better behaviors. Finding purpose means aligning your archetypal energy with life choices. Divine's warrior archetype evolved from warrior athlete to warrior leader, then incorporated scholar elements before becoming a teacher of warriors, showing how archetypes blend and transform with personal growth. Through meditation, Divine created two revealing lists: dislikes, suits, accounting, office politics, artificial environments, and likes, fitness, adventure, challenges, teaching, nature, silence. This exercise exposed the misalignment between his reality and authentic desires. Create your own likes and dislikes lists to uncover your purpose and principles. Review these quarterly as preferences evolve with experience and self-awareness. Divine advocates visualization for manifesting goals. A University of Chicago study showed basketball novices who only visualized free throws for 30 days improved 19%, nearly matching those who physically practiced. The body-mind processes visualization similarly to actual performance, developing identical neural pathways. Divine proved this by achieving his visualized 200-meter breaststroke time 3 seconds faster than before after a year without swimming. Divine contrasts real fear, like falling off a cliff, with irrational fear from non-threatening situations like public speaking. Though both trigger identical physiological responses, irrational fears create self-defeating thought patterns and behavioral loops. These loops activate from trigger events like perceived failure, generating negative self-talk and emotions that self-reinforce. Divine's three-step solution: 1. Intercept negative thoughts by saying stop. 2. Replace with positive self-talk like I'm strong. And 3. Visualize positive outcomes. The approach combines cognitive techniques with practical exposure, deliberately facing fears, exploring new places, and meeting new people. Divine calls our hidden emotional triggers BOO, background of obviousness, unconscious mental biases that drive reactive behavior, often more apparent to others than ourselves. To address these issues, Divine teaches recapitulation, a blend of visualization, breathwork, and cognitive therapy. The process involves identifying core emotional issues, using box breathing to center yourself, then mentally reviewing past manifestations of the problem. You then examine these situations objectively, affirm "I am not that" to create distance, and practice self-forgiveness. The Japanese concept of kokoro represents heart and mind aligned in action, integrating physical, mental, emotional, intuitive, and spiritual intelligence. Finding your ikigai means discovering where what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for intersect, creating profound purpose. Divine presents 8 virtue couplets as balanced pairs: simplicity and boldness, excellence and non-attachment, drive and contentment, trust and respect, justice and peace, courage and commitment, honor and truth, and discipline and joy. Each pair combines complementary hard and soft virtues that must flow together. Embrace one day, one lifetime, treating each day as both your first and potentially last. Begin with intentional thoughts and a personal mantra. End with gratitude and maintain clarity throughout. Between these bookends, release selfish motivations and recognize the interconnectedness of all things. The path to an uncommon life requires mastering your internal landscape rather than external circumstances. By taking full responsibility for outcomes, abandoning victim mentality, and refining your vision, you create unstoppable momentum toward extraordinary living. The question isn't whether you can become uncommon, it's whether you're willing to climb the 5 mountains to discover your inherent greatness.